Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. More and more older adults are becoming less physically active. That's according to new data from the World Health Organization, which found that nearly 2 billion adults are at risk of disease from not engaging in enough physical activity. At the University of Delaware, the Active Lab, directed by Associate Professor of Physical Therapy Daniel White, is working to address the issue of creating practical ways to increase activity in older adults. And this week, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon sat down with White to explore the effects of prolonged sedentary behavior and ways to get older adults more physically active.
What do you make of the WHO's findings? Does any of that necessarily surprise you?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, it definitely rings the alarm again for the need for all of us to be physically active. I think that it's important to recognize that the assumption that people might have that, you know, it's the modern day conveniences that, you know, we have. So the car ride and the desk jobs that contribute to our inactivity. While that is true, we as human beings are naturally inclined to be lazy. It is just a, let's just call it for what it is. We all want to sit. It is just built into our DNA and something that Daniel Lieberman, is an anthropologist from Harvard, has studied and talked about in his book, Exercise. We are programmed to be this way. So it's okay to sit. It's fine. But this World Health Organization report, you know, brings a long list of research that shows we can do a lot better than just sitting. And the health benefits of being active are, if you can put these into one pill, it'd be the miracle blockbuster drug we're all looking for. The health effects are so far reaching. They go from your mood and your well-being all the way to preventing cancer. It's an amazing laundry list of health benefits.
And for the listeners that can't see us right now, we are both sitting on this Zoom call. So, but Dan, anecdotally, why do you think then physical activity and sedentary behavior is such a struggle for older adults specifically? Is it because those kinds of habits, you know, weren't already established? Is it the, you know, the various health challenges that crop up as we age? Seniors and older adults, you know, the data shows there are very, very real isolation issues. Is it contextually based, you know, or is it kind of simplified in terms of what you said, where the default is to sit these days, especially, I would say, in this day and age that we live in? You know, what are those biggest factors that contribute to older adults and seniors not being physically active?
Yeah, that's a great question. And if I had the magic answer, we wouldn't have this problem. But as it turns out, it's a complex issue that involves a variety of factors. For seniors who are listening to this right now, I think I'd like to start with, you're not alone. There's a lot of people that are sedentary, that they spend a lot of time sitting. It is very common. And as I said before, it's in our biology. I think some of the added things as you get older that contribute to this, you know, from a psychological perspective, there is your confidence with doing things, what's something we call self-efficacy. And essentially what this means is that when you lose the confidence to do things, your behavior very much changes. And so, you know, as an older adult, as things become a little harder to do, as you lose strength, as mobility starts to go a little bit, your confidence starts to go. And, you know, you've seen this when you're climbing stairs. I've experienced this, like, just like, all right, I'm not so sure I want to do this tightrope walk anymore. I'm tired of falling. So that is one of the contributing factors. And I think another major one is, as you say, Kyle, is our social circles. They change, and, you know, older adults do become more isolated. And I think this socialization and getting involved with things that make you happy and get you out are so very important for a laundry list of reasons, not the least of which is it improves your activity. It improves how much you can do.
So the WHO said lack of activity puts us at greater, risk of disease. Can you walk us through what kind of negative health effects occur as a result of inactivity at older ages?
As you age, unfortunately, what happens is there is a term called sarcopenia, and that is a wasting away of muscle that naturally happens. So we start to lose muscle mass at about 1% after the age of 26. So we are getting weaker and weaker just as the normal process of aging. The other major thing that happens is just your entire, all your body systems start to not work as well. So your flexibility in your joints, chronic disease starts to rear its ugly head in forms of things like a cardiovascular disease. So whether it's arteriosclerosis, whether it's a pulmonary disease, such as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or it could be something as simple as you start to lose your eyesight and it's harder to see and to go out. And we use our eyesight a lot to help with balance. So all these systems, with aging, limit how easy it is to just go out and do things. I will say that the good news is that a lot of these things are reversible, and we can mitigate or lessen the burden or changes that happen over time by being active and by going for a walk, by riding a bike or a stationary bike. And in doing so, some of these age-related changes that we see, such as the muscle wasting, are actually reversed. Now, not all things are reversed, but definitely for your muscle, you can build muscle. As you get older, and that will help you regain your independence if you've lost it, and definitely make you stronger and improve how confident you are to do things on a daily basis.
To follow up on that, so none of this is a guarantee, as far as these negative health effects, or these diseases that come with sedentary behavior, whether you're older or not. For those out there that want to address this, Dan, and want to start becoming, more active, more physically active, what do you recommend as far as taking those first steps? Is it as simple as, I'm just going to go for a walk today, 10 minutes, and then tomorrow I'm going to try and do the same thing. And then you just kind of like stack the bricks, so to speak. What do those first steps look like?
That's a great question. How can I get started? In the end, I've been in this game for almost 20 years now, thinking about this issue. And my thought is that it is a social endeavor. Our activity, back in prehistoric times was to go get food, to hunt things, to gather, and that's what activity came from. It wasn't exercise. People weren't going to gyms in prehistoric times. Okay, it just wasn't around. I don't Planet Fitness. But nowadays, we do have a lifestyle that is very much more predicated towards being sedentary, and we're living longer, which is great. But, medical miracles and being able to prevent, major things that used to kill people early on, we've done a great job as a society. But now the question is, how can we sustain the quality of life we have now that we have this expanded lifespan? And thinking about this, I think finding activities that you enjoy that are active and that is the key to this. And the reason I say this is, well, you can say, well, look, if it's only going for a walk for 10 minutes a day, I'll just do that and we're done. Yes, that's true, but the problem is the sustaining of that for the long term. I mean, a lot of you listening maybe have had the experience that I've had where you get your gym membership and you go and it's fine and everyone does their own thing, and then you go, but then you notice you're like, oh, I got so much else to do and I just don't feel like doing this. But if you have a group of people that you go with, your chances are being of sustaining that are better. Or better yet, if that group is more focused on the socialization aspect of things. So if it is a a social club that walks, or if it is a bowling group or a dance group, I mean, you know, that does ballroom dancing, that is a much more sustainable fact, because it's not the exercise that's the end game for those things. It's the socialization. It's like, hey, I want to see Betty and John and so on and so forth, and I want to catch up on how their grandkids are doing. And that's doing that in the context of being active is, the, in my opinion, the most successful endeavor for sustained active lifestyle.
To put a cap on this conversation, Dan, and I could easily talk with you for an hour and explore every avenue here, but to put a cap on this, you're never too old, whether it's weight training, going for a walk, just getting active, you're never too old for any of this. Yeah,
absolutely. And I would like to add, you know, I'm a physical therapist, you know, I'm at the University of Delaware, and a great way to help older adults become active is to make an appointment with a physical therapist and say, hey, I want to get active here and I'm nervous about X, Y, and Z. And can you prescribe, you know, a program for me to help me with that? There are personal trainers as well, and other, like, not in the traditional medical sense, of people who can help with that. And I'm definitely supportive of that. But, you know, here in our first state, you have a leading physical therapy school at the University of Delaware. And there are people that would love to talk to you and meet with you to help you become more active.
Thanks to Daniel White, UD Associate Professor of Physical Therapy and Director of the Delaware Active Lab, and our Kyle McKinnon for joining us on The Green this week. And we wrap up The Green next with History Matters and a look at an upcoming social justice dialogue event in Wilmington designed to promote discourse around social issues and American democracy. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.